It's been a reasonable day so far. I mean, obviously I've been out watching some of the racing and some of the results are up. Some of the other results actually be a bit slow coming up onto the notice board or on the website, unfortunately. But on the results that we know about, things have been going pretty well. Our 470 women have done, both boats have done well. They've been the top boat at the end of today in terms of Hannah and Saskia. But also Penny and Kat had a great day as well. So they were, in terms of the best two boats in the water, and the 470 women, they did very well. Finn's was good again. First race was pretty good. Giles Scott second in that first race today. And the second race is going on at the moment, but Ben Easley's lying second in that race just now too. 49ers, a bit better in their racing today. And in fact, all our British 49ers had a better day today. So they were all in the top few boats. So they had three races, and generally all of them were what we call counters, scores in the top eight. So that was great. Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson had a fourth in the first race in the Star, so they're making good progress. It's generally all going well. And of course, we had actually a great day in the laser radio, should have said. I think Ali I think she actually had two firsts. And Charlotte also had another cracking day today. She did a couple of counting. She had a third and a fifth, which could easily have been a third and a second, actually. She was actually second going around the last turning mark in the race. She finished fifth. So both of those girls also raised the game today. So it's day two. Yeah, got to be pretty pleased so far.
Yeah, I suppose it's all about improvement. Do you feel there was maybe a little anxiety with the Great Britain team coming into the first day with so much expectation? And maybe today things have settled down and we've seen some really good performances?
I think certainly a lot of pressure going into this event, a lot of apprehension. Not just for the British team, actually, for a lot of other teams. There's 62 teams here. Certainly more than half of those teams are using this event as a qualifier for either the Olympic test event or the Olympic Games itself. But a little bit more breeze today. So and certainly on the 470s, Finns, lasers on those outside courses, it was really getting quite windy. So there was no time to worry about very much else other than actually trying to sail your boat fast around the course. Otherwise, you were going to be in difficulty. And certainly there were a few people. Fortunately, not any of our team that I saw, but there were a few people swimming around Weymouth Bay this afternoon.
Just looking at a few of the sailors you mentioned, the 470 women's, Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills, two firsts in their first four races. They're leading the class overall. They must be delighted the way things are going.
Yeah, they're really pleased. I mean, it was a bit unfortunate yesterday for Penny and Kat because they, with another five or six boats, were actually disqualified from the first race yesterday from sailing the wrong course. There was a very late change of course just before the 5 minute signal, and a few of those boats had picked up the course early and didn't recheck it, a little bit careless from their point of view as well, and that was a bit unfortunate. But certainly from Han and Sass's perspective, they're leading the fleet now after four races. They're in a strong position moving forward. Great day for them to get two bankers in, and at least there's going to be another reasonable day of breeze tomorrow, so they'll be looking to build on that and set themselves up for the second half of the event.
And when I spoke to Ian Percy this morning, he had a bit of a grim face. By his own admission, he made a bad error yesterday, finished 22nd in his first race, but really bounced back nicely with Andrew Simpson today.
Yeah, he has. I mean, certainly in that first race they were fourth. Very tight. They're probably only about a foot or two between third and fourth. First two guys, the Polish Mateusz Kosiniewicz and the Brazilian Robert Scheidt, were again very, very close, but they were a good 50 metres ahead of third and fourth. So they did well, and I'm sure Ian and Andrew will be a little bit disappointed they let them get so much of a lead in that particular race. But certainly fourth in that first race is good, and they're in the middle of their second race now, so hopefully they'll get another decent race there, and that's still three from 11. They've got a long way to go yet.